I'm gonna record this today. See what happens. So
there's a spotlight.
unless you all don't want me to, I don't have to.
No, go ahead.
What kind of speed bumps you got going on?
Oh, some health issues, finances, always, you know, just life in general.
Yeah. What are you doing to make your health issues better?
Try not to go to the doctor as much as possible, but you know, do what I can. I don't drink that wormwood tea though. I just can't.
Oh, listen, I wouldn't recommend it. I would. I'm drinking a different kind of tea. Someone gave me this strainer because, you know, when I did it, I kind of did it comically last time with a coffee filter. I'm not that bright, but
the wormwood drops are actually better than the tea.
Yeah, I don't like the wormwood tea. I mean, I don't think I have parasite. I mean, I think it's a lot of fear. I think the only parasite we got to worry about is what we hear.
It's the mind parasite. Yeah.
Yeah. Mind parasite. So you don't do the wormwood tea. What do you do?
I try to watch what I eat, you know, mm-hmm. not as much processed, but I obviously do.
Do you dairy? Are you a dairy person?
I'll eat some dairy. Not a lot. I'm not a big dairy person anyway. I never have liked milk.
No, so that's good.
Yeah, so I'll use, but when I cook, I like to use whole cream, 100% whole cream. Instead of regular milk, I'll do cream.
That's your good cook.
So I try to do it that way. You know, little things here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
Eat more meat instead of other stuff, but, you know, try to do little things here and there.
It's, there's not much you can do but little things, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, but
because they come at us from everywhere.
They start to add up.
Yes.
And it's not really a bad thing, you know? Travis is here. Hi. Do you know Melinda, Cindy, and well, you obviously you know Rock, Travis, but do you know Melinda and Cindy? You want to say hi?
No. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Travis got a little bit of a setback going on. You want to talk about it or no?
I don't care.
that's a good attitude. That's a good attitude. He was just saying the two of them, him and Jennifer, they're always, You gotta put it in God's hands, and you need to just take the right steps, do the right thing. And
I've been doing the wrong thing my entire life, and I've always been on the go. Could never stay in one state for longer than 3 or 4 years. And finally, I felt at home up here in Idaho. Just felt comfortable. And then just before we got our rent got more than doubled, I started telling Jennifer. I said, "Man, I'm getting an itchy, like I need to go.
Oh,
it's about
no.
that time. I'm overdue." And then lo and behold, our rent got more than doubled. So it was time to go. But this was kind of blindsided me. I mean, I feel like anytime I speak the truth, the world just comes back at me 10 times harder.
Sometimes you got to really know your, this is a lesson I learned the hard way, is you got to know your audience, you know, and there's a reason why Jesus says, you know, you have to be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. So you got to be smart. You know, if you know that people aren't going to, you know, if you know that people are conniving and everything else, sometimes you just gotta outsmart them. You don't want to hurt them, but so what you do is you focus on the right thing. You know, try to, like I always tell my son Noah, I said, you know, he had a dream where he was at work and there was like a lot of like snakes that were coming around. He was trying to stomp them and he couldn't stomp them. And I said, you know, he's working where I used to work, selling the mattresses. I said, well, these are people that you're working with right now. I said, right now, you got to be very smart. You got to be wise because that's a warning dream. Mm-hmm. You're trying to put the snake out, but you're missing every time. So I said, so what you want to do instead is you want to sit back. You want to let God handle us. Those two people that he was working with, they've been moved to another store. Now he has a new manager. So it's like, if you do the right thing, you're always going to be okay. So it doesn't really matter if you didn't, because I've acted out in haste. It doesn't matter if you did anything wrong. You didn't. It's time for you to move on, you know, and that's what happens. So now, how are you handling that?
Well, I got a little bit of nest egg, so I'm not in any big panic to run out and find a minimum wage job, which minimum wage in this state is $7.35 an hour.
Right. Up here, I mean, it's 20. Up here, it's 20 bucks. Maybe you need to come to Long Island.
Yeah, maybe that's what I need to do.
You can wait for the tsunami to come and cover us all.
Right. I'm looking for another place because I'm staying in employee housing right now.
Right.
So if I don't have a job, I don't have a place.
Right.
So.
Everybody's going to be praying for you.
Yeah.
I know. I get the, I'm always thinking about you. That's why I always reach out.
I appreciate it.
You know.
Yeah. No worries. We're going to get there. It just takes time.
I decided to record it to see if I, to see how it works. So like if in the future we decide to do maybe a show with all of us,
yeah.
I can record it. So I just want to see how it works.
You never know when you can get a good clip, you know?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, Melinda, what are you doing? How are you handling things?
Just one day at a time and prayer and meditation, reading my Bible.
Yeah. Have anything that you've been studying lately that you think is interesting or anything you've been thinking about?
Well, I've just been reading Psalms.
Psalms are beautiful, yeah. Do you have a favorite one? Or like a favorite verse in the Bible or anything else or a favorite thing or a certain prayer that you pray?
I can do all things through Christ who gives me my strength.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you like social media?
No.
Really?
I mean, I'm on there all the time, but I don't like it.
Well, do you like this? What we're doing right now?
It's really hard for me to talk out loud.
Mm. And yet you're doing it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Texting, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
They always said Maggie Simpson doesn't talk very much.
Is that what they call you, Maggie Simpson?
Well, yeah.
I love it.
Because my family, my mother, she's not my mother. She's my cousin that adopted me, Elizabeth Malico. Mm. And you look up Margaret Matilda Malico Simpson, direct match. But if you also look up Mary Magdalene Malico, direct match.
Yeah, you go by Magdalene too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. Do you know what like Magdalene actually means? I forgot. I'm going to look it up right now because I forgot what Magdalene, like the name Magdalene.
And our family is from Magdalena, New Mexico.
Oh, my goodness. See, it was meant to be.
And right before COVID, bunch of nuns from Magdalena Church came down and prayed with me and told me that I would never get sick during COVID.
Oh, is that what did you?
No, I was the only one in the nursing
wow,
home
that
never
amazing.
Got sick.
And an aunt. It means tower in Hebrew. That's amazing. Magdalene. That's right. High tower. That's right. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
But you know, also my name is, you know, Melinda. That means honey.
Oh, I love that.
Dark honeybee.
Ooh.
Okay.
Better than dark MAGA. And here you are for the end times with all of us. It's like special. We're all here together.
Yeah. It's like day before yesterday, I was dreaming like I was coming back to my body,
mm-hmm.
you know, and first Mary came and she spoke with me.
Wow.
She said that she was giving me her knowledge. And then Jesus came and they were standing right by each other.
Mm-hmm.
Holding, you know, they were holding hands and they both said they were going to give me their knowledge.
Wow.
Plus, they were in 3 days, I will be able to breathe with no oxygen.
Are you serious? That's beautiful.
Yes. And then when I woke up, there was feathers all over my house.
Come on.
I don't have no birds.
Yeah, right, right. That's amazing.
But
that's a good sign. That's a good sign, you know?
And I've been turning down my oxygen.
And you're talking. And you're talking.
Last day.
Yeah.
I dropped it from 8 to 6.
We got to go over to Cindy's house so she can cook for us.
Anytime. You going to come to Oklahoma?
I would love to come to Oklahoma. Do you get Twisters there?
We do. I live in Moore. So, okay. Yes, there's a lot of tornadoes and stuff that come through.
Have you seen one personally with your own eyes? Oh, thank God.
And I'm I haven't. No.
Oh, wow. Is your house built like extra special or something?
No. No, but we do have a what we call, me and my kids call, a hidey hole.
Okay.
In our garage. So if there does one get close enough, we get down into it.
But I would love to come to Oklahoma. I've been there. I've been everywhere. I just never really got to enjoy it. When I worked with the WWE, I traveled a lot. But I never really got a chance to really enjoy anything. But I would love to. I'd love to go to Oklahoma, just because of the musical.
Just the musical itself.
Just because of the musical.
I've never seen the musical anywhere.
I haven't either. I'm making a joke.
Now that we had that one tornado earlier this year, that was really bad in a small town south of where I'm at, and I knew the lady that was killed in it. Because it was from a town I used to live in. So,
and we had all those Twisters right before the storm. So strange. Mm-hmm. You know, what do you think? What's going on, Rock? Do you think the weather's manipulated, or do you think that something outside of our weather is affecting? What's your thought?
Well, usually whatever they usually say, I take the opposite. So right now they want to say it's HARP and everything. So I'm really, really leaning to the earth is tilting more than it's supposed to be. So you would think you have to come to the conclusion, why is it tilting more? So then you lead to, what is that? What's the question on that?
Yeah.
I don't want to just say it's a big planet, because who knows? But that's what the information I've gathered, you know, that's what I would lean to.
Yeah. I mean, who knows where we are? You know, that's why I think the flat earth argument is, and the round earth argument, and the fact that people are so passionate about it. We may be computer information. Like, we may be like Stephen Hawking. We may just be ones and zeros, which doesn't even bother me, because when I play my VR game, you know, the real me goes into that virtual world. So my spirit's in there. So it's like, we're not this place anyway, but who knows where we are? All of it's so strange, but it gives me hope, gets me excited. You know?
Yeah, but definitely there's weather. You can look out and see the weather's changing. It's been changing for years now. So, and it, you could have watched, because I've been watching it. So the jet stream's been getting all woppy and everything for the past years, and now it's all over the place. So there's definitely something going on. Now the what is what we got to figure out, if we can even do anything about it.
Did anybody see the Northern Lights? Anybody get to see them?
Me neither. I fall asleep so early.
Yeah, me neither. I go to bed early too. Mary Lou's here. Okay, so everybody say hi to Mary Lee. Everybody say
hello.
Hi.
Mary Lou.
Hey. Glad to see you. Been watching you for a couple years.
Oh, cool.
Meet myself. My daughter. Sorry.
I love how I feel like I'm in your house right now with you. You're taking it to a whole other level. It's like almost like documentary style. You can walk around.
Oh, I just didn't want you to hear all the barking.
Oh, no, I enjoy it.
Five dogs in this house, and it gets loud. Especially the two dachshunds. They're little, but they have loud voices, big lungs.
We were talking about speed bumps, like things that just kind of slow us down a little bit and, you know, get us annoyed, stuff that sucks. What speed bumps are you dealing with, and how are you dealing with them?
Oh, well.
Oh, who's that? Hey.
My husband, Brent.
Hey, Brent. Everybody say hi to Brent.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
I finally have friends.
Oh, we feel like you've been a friend for years. And
oh,
it's just
so wonderful.
Good to see you. Oh, Jennifer's been a friend. She's camera shy, but she's been
on. Oh, come on, Jennifer. Let me see you.
Jen, come on.
Come on, Jen. Come on. Jennifer, I got to see you.
You chase her down, but she's going to get mad at me. But
that's okay. Don't worry about it.
That's okay.
Listen, at least I got to hear you, Jennifer. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
This makes me happy that, like, I'm more than just you in the house. enjoy the show.
Well, it's a lot. My husband has dementia. We talk about speed bumps.
Oh my God.
We was a successful dentist. We had a home. We had two homes.
Yeah.
One in Florida. We had to sell everything, sell a business, and moved in with my daughter.
Wow.
This daughter Megan.
Hey, Megan. House. That's amazing. So,
I got Jennifer. Oh, she's okay,
Jennifer. Okay. Jennifer, what are you eating there? What are you eating? Is that an apple? No, she's running away.
We made
right?
toasted
she's
cheese and tomato soup for everybody. It's a cool day here.
Oh, cool.
Finally, I'm in Ohio, as you can see.
Yeah, Ohio. You know, I think that means hi in Japanese or something. Hello. Ohio, I'm in hello.
Ohio gazamas or something like that.
Yeah, Ohio gazamas.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So like even this huge speed bump, which is more like a total detour. Something amazing comes out of it. Now you're with your family, you're closer together, and it's like, and now we all
very
just
close.
Love on each other. Yeah. And then you realize how unimportant other things are, you know, that's pretty cool. Yeah. What does she think? What does she think? Does she watch?
Megan's watches.
I watch.
Come on. Are you serious?
Come on, you. I was the one that started
it.
You started it. Oh.
I found you on Marfugel News through a comment.
Oh.
And I clicked it, and I was like, who's Jacob Israel? I'm going to go look.
Oh, my God. That makes me so happy.
We have your book.
Oh, my. Come on now.
I'm the one that has the heart in the picture.
Yeah.
On your comments on Amazon, that's me.
I bought her a hoodie.
Oh, cool!
Definitely a Jacob. We're Jacob.
Oh, I love it. That's I gotta tell you, I make like $5 every time somebody buys like a hoodie or something. I mean, that helps me.
Yeah,
I think they're cool hoodies. I got it for when Noah turned 24. I got him a bunch of merch because I figure I'll use them as a billboard too. You know?
Yeah, that's great. Wow, 24.
Yeah, he's 24. Wow. And Anthony is about to turn 23. Shiloh just turned 21. And Ethan, we just left his basketball game where he played amazing. And he's 13. And he finally used the Skyhook that I've been working with him. He finally got the Sky. It was a good game. He lost, but he played great, you know? Mm-hmm. So how do you handle this? Now you have to talk.
It's difficult at times. It's very challenging, and sometimes I can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. You know, and I got to tell you, you should share your experience because it would be helpful to other people. You know, our lives are so. It's like our lives are what the scripture calls us, living epistles. So it's like we're all books. We're walking around. We're all books, and you know what a book you have. You know, it's like all of us, we all do.
Well, I always say that I'm, and I tell the girls, because when we go through a lot of stuff, we're being refined. The Lord is refining us.
Yeah.
We're going through the fire.
It's not fun. No.
It's not fun.
And we all do it. We all go through it. Yeah. Hey, Travis, what would your book be called? If you were to come up with a title for the book of your life right now, what would it be called, Travis?
Surviving Hell.
Ooh, I could count on you. You know, there's
life is the living hell since I could ever remember.
Yeah.
With my parents. I was grounded for whole summers at a time for nothing other than telling the truth.
Right.
But it wasn't the truth. My parents learned in church, so I was labeled a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just what God had shown me and put on my heart at a very early age.
Yeah.
So I felt obligated to share with people. And the more I shared it with people, I couldn't understand at that early of an age why I'm being shoved in the corner, why I'm not accepted here, why I get kicked out of here. I couldn't. I mean, he set me apart from the world at a very early age. Said, "Now fend for yourself." That's kind of what I felt like.
Can I tell you that that's, do you know the story? Does anybody know the story of Moses where Moses kills the Egyptian?
Yeah.
You know, he knows that God says, okay, you got to deliver the people. You got to spare the people. He gives you this great truth, but then what you go about and do, and you end up killing the Egyptians. What you're doing is you're telling people to their face that they don't know what they're talking about, but they're not ready to hear it. So what ends up happening is you get persecuted. That's why I try to hammer this point home. Know your audience. You know, that's why I think social media is so great, is that you could just put it out and let, you know, it's like you cast your seed, but you don't got, you don't even bother getting in debates. And, you know, I think you've come a lot on the flip side of the coin. I think you've become, since I've known you, you've become so much more wise. And, you know, so it's, I feel like you're coming into your own right now.
Well, look, the guy who hired me back, I've worked there before, and, he'd come in his office. We'd sit there for an hour talking about God and Christ and the ways of God. And he was all about it. Now, 3 years later, I go back and he's not anything about it at all.
Yeah.
He totally flipped on the situation. And
well, you don't want to tell him that. Yeah.
Huh?
And you don't want to tell him that.
No, I didn't tell him that.
Yeah, because he's not good. But then you understand why maybe it's not working out, you know?
Yeah.
So, all right, Cindy, you're up. Come on, you didn't talk enough.
I didn't talk enough.
Yep, we need more. We need more from you, and then we need more from Melinda.
What do you want to know?
I don't know. What do you you have any dreams? Any weird dreams ever?
Oh, I've had lots and lots of weird dreams. I haven't had any in a while, but I've had several different ones.
Okay. Are you more of a vision person? Like, do you daydream at all?
Oh, yeah.
What do you daydream about?
Just different things. Sometimes I just daydream just about whatever I'm working on.
Right.
Whatever I'm, you know, trying to figure something out, trying to figure out different ways to work with things.
How to do it.
Yeah. I've had lots of dreams. I used to have dreams. I don't have them as much anymore, but I'd be in a cemetery being shot at. Trying to get out of a prison and in the cemetery trying to get out.
So you're in the cemetery, you're getting shot at.
Yeah, I'm in the cemetery. What it is, I'm trying to get out of a prison, trying to escape from a prison, and I'm in a cemetery hiding behind headstones and I'm being shot at. I've had those. Those I usually start having when I'm trying to take things on myself and not let God handle things.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one, and I'm driving backwards into traffic in a car, no brakes. You know, those type of dreams.
Yeah, those are the end. Yeah, those are they're very spiritual. I wouldn't imagine you've had them within the last year, though.
No, I haven't.
Can I tell you how I knew that?
How did you know that?
Okay, because those dreams tell me specifically of a person that hasn't really understood things that I've been saying, and I think that if you're a patron, you probably do. So you were in a cemetery, it's a place of the dead, and you were a prisoner. You were imprisoned there. And you were being shot at.
Yes.
That's the first dream, okay? That's not a dream of somebody who's been resurrected from the cemetery, hiding behind headstones. Head's a very symbolic thing. A gravestone is you know, it's not a positive thing. So you were basically, we'll say, ignorant, if you will, to the life that you had, and you were scared. The other dream, you're going backwards into traffic, meaning once again, but by hearing you speak, there's no way this could have happened within at least the last year.
No.
So it was telling me that, you know, you're not in the cemetery anymore. Those dreams don't matter anymore. No. You're not being shot at anymore. You're not going backwards. You're going forwards. That's why I love dreams. I think they're so cool.
I do too. I just have trouble understanding what they mean, but I used to have them all the time.
Life is so wild.
I had a dream a couple years ago that security drones were following me, and I had to dodge them if they saw me, they were going to laser beam me.
Have you had any dreams? Have you had one recently? Anything? What was the last one you remember? Following you is that's a big deal too. Were they shiny and silver?
It was dark in my dream, so it was like nighttime, but I remember seeing like a red laser beam.
Oh my gosh.
Blinking, and they were going, and like I was trying to get away from them.
Yeah. I think those are aliens.
Those were Hunger Games type stuff, but yeah, it was scary.
I think they're aliens. They sound like aliens to me.
Yeah. Spooky. Yeah.
I have so many dreams. It's out of control how many dreams I have, and they're so weird.
Yeah.
So many of them. You know, you should post them, by the way, when you have them. Post them quick. Put them out there. You'll never, because it may end up happening, and then you can brag to everybody.
You know? Wait, I was the one that stood up for you in comments. You pinned my comment.
I did?
Haters, that was me.
Oh, my goodness. Do you remember what it was? Remember
people
what I was getting
so
beat up for?
You on, no. It was not long ago. People were being so mean. Gosh.
People can be mean. You know, I mean, and listen, I can't. I could, if I wanted to, not talk about certain things and be more.
No,
decidedly. I like to be honest, and people can handle it.
Just keep going. There's too many other people that watch you that you forget all those haters.
And a lot of people think that I'm like Jewish, and it's very mean. Like, I wouldn't want to be Jewish today. I'll tell you that much. Mm-hmm. The amount of stuff I get, like, it doesn't bother me so much because I'm not Jewish, and I think, oh, they're so stupid, you know? Forget the fact, obviously, they're so stupid because they're hateful. You can't hate other people, but it is what it is. I got you all. You know, that's why I just got to say thank you. I love you all so much, and this is a lot of fun. I think I now figured out how I want to do this. I want to interview all of you from now on.
Where place that you post the link?
No, just Patreon, because if I posted it anywhere else, someone could sneak in.
Oh, okay.
And I want to make sure that I do this just for you all, you know. Well, have the best day ever.
You too.
I love you all. I'll talk to you soon.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.